I'm going to ask you to just close your eyes and listen. First, I'll explain a bit about the practice before we do it, but I want to invite you to start quieting down and listening. The key to this meditation is to not think about it, or try to understand it, or to analyze it. For just a few moments, if you could suspend your intellectual faculties and sense your way into this experience. The idea here is to sense the truth of your being, not to think about it, to actually experience it. This is a meditation adapted from Adi Ashanti's work, and he calls it Abiding in the I Am. Many times throughout our day, we say those two words, I am, and then we attach something to it. You can think about all the things you attach to it, things that we think identify who we are, such as our name, a feeling, I am angry, something we're doing, I am making dinner, what kind of work we do, I am a nurse, some judgment we make of ourselves, I am so lazy, or some sense experience, I am hungry. This is the way we have learned to identify ourselves. When we talk about abiding in the I am, or we might say resting in the I am, this is who we are before the thoughts we have about ourselves create our personal identity, which in turn create emotional sensations that start a cycle that's not real. I think over time, through the practice of centering prayer, most of us get to this place of resting in the I am, or resting in our true self. But today we're going to put more attention on the experience of resting in the I am. So let's begin by moving your attention into your body. If you're comfortable, close your eyes. Settle into your body. Notice if you're comfortable, and if you're not, make any adjustments you need to. Now bring your attention to your breath. Just noticing that you are breathing in and breathing out. Not trying to change your breathing, just noticing. If any of you have used the breath as your sacred symbol, as taught by David Frenette, you've likely experienced how the sacred breath is an embodied symbol. It helps us to be more grounded in our body. As you start to quiet down inside, gently say to yourself the words, I am. I am. As you softly invoke the words, I am, notice where they land in your body. You may be tempted by your thoughts to attach a description following I am. But just let that thought go and return to I am. Notice how quiet, how silent the experience is of I am. No self-judgment, no self-image, no opinion, no shaming, no emotional reaction. As Father Thomas says, no thing. Simply, I am. A judgment or image or memory may arise, but now you can notice that it is simply something created by a thought in your mind. It's not who you are. Notice that you exist with or without these thoughts. Before you created the thoughts, in the midst of them, after they pass through your consciousness. Notice that when your mind is quiet, even if it's just for a few seconds, you still are. Not as a thought about who you just are. Now remain in silence for a few minutes. Continue to rest in the I am, noticing if thoughts arise, using the breath if you need to bring your attention back to the present moment, invoking the words, I am, resting in the I am.